Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and today I'm up at Mick Harwood's Scoots, Suits and Boots, and I've got Tony Daly with me. Bit of a legend in these parts. He's been in a load of bands, I think most notably the Microdots, who most people might be most familiar with. He's been around a long time, got a couple of nice little tales to tell that we're interested in, but just give the listeners a bit of a flavour, Tony, if you would, about your kind of how you got into your music and your bands. And you're a guitarist and singer, aren't you?
Obviously. Yes, I never wanted to be a frontman.
Really?
No.
How was it?
Because I can't sing.
Well, some people would probably argue with you about that.
Basically.
Yeah. But I think you started with a band called No Entry, you just told
me. Yes,
that
was a bedroom band, basically. But we did play a couple of gigs up in a few places.
When we're talking, Tony?
80s. 82, yeah. I think, something like that.
Yeah.
We only played a couple of gigs. We're only a covers band, doing like big country stuff and the Jam.
Yeah.
And that was it, really.
Yeah. I think you've always been kind of into the Jam and
yes. The
kind of new wave and stuff.
Is that starting off with my uncle, because I was brought up in Hardwick Green.
Yeah.
My uncles, they had a big family. They used to live in the flats. So everyone was a hybrid activity, and you could hear different music in.
Mm.
So we had mainly The Who, the Small Faces, Rod Stewart later on in life,
yeah.
all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And with it being over across the road, when we was Hardwick Green, the Apollo was across the road. So
right.
We used to finish school at 4:15, and everyone used to run across the park.
Yeah.
And go and watch bands loading and stuff like that. So
it's been ingrained in you, really, hasn't it, over the years?
We've seen many band in sound checks and stuff like that.
Yeah, fantastic. So you was in a band called Saturday's Angels that did quite well, and this is where you tell me about this famous old tale about the Hacienda.
We had on a Stone Love Night. Was it on a Tuesday night, Stone Love Night?
It was a Tuesday, Wednesday, midweek. Yeah.
And you could guarantee that we'd get about 50, 60 people turn up, but they were all... Yeah. United fans.
Yeah.
And they like to have a fight.
Anyway,
that night we turned up and there was another group on before us, the four groups on. And this group, Paul Rank, said, no, we've got an A&R man there with us. So we said, all right then. And they carried on with the half-hour set.
Mm.
Anyway, in the end, someone died on stage and threatened the lads to get off stage sort of thing.
Yeah,
so that was the end of that. Then I walked back into the changing room and they've got their manager.
Yes.
Sung up. He's turning blue. We'll tell you what time you're gonna come off at, you know. All sorts of things. They nearly killed him. So I said, you better get him down.
Yeah.
So anyway, we played it. We finished about 12:30, something like that.
Mm.
Not happy because we should have been on at 10:00, but hey-ho, we did it.
Yeah.
As I'm coming off stage, everyone's downstairs in the ass. They had a massive big changing room. It had showers in it and all that lot. But in the back room, they had... you know, like you get at Iceland,
the freezers.
The big freezers.
Yeah.
They're all padlocked up. And they give us a garbage rider of like Tuborg or something like that, you know.
Thing.
Next minute, these sort of lads, they weren't having none of that. They were smashing out of it. They were taking the Bollinger out and all this. So I said, what are you doing? So they don't shut it down tomorrow anyway.
Take
everything.
Yeah.
And they literally, they're like a plague of ants. They have vans outside.
Did they?
They've picked the van. Picking amps up, they were picking. I said, hey, get off my amp, that's my amp. Would he sell these lot with the group in the oven? Oh, all right. And so we actually had the stripped it bare.
Right. And then you found out later?
The very next day, he turned around and said, I'm not doing this no more. And he shut it down that day.
You've moved on since then and you've just been sort of doing the circuit relentlessly, really, ever since.
I started writing songs. Saturday's Angels were in a record, negotiating a record contract.
Mm.
And I knew a lad who was dealing with Take That's accountants.
Right.
So I had a word with him, said, hey, can you have a look at this thingy?
Right.
It's a decent contract, but you're not going to earn now before the first 5 years.
Right.
So because they want to take you over to Japan and places like that, said, you're not going to get paid out for any of this lot.
Right.
So in 5 years' time, you might get some money. I said, well, that's the end of that, then I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I went back and then to when the band all spoke, because some of them, they weren't working. I was working at the time.
Yeah, I
and
see.
That was the end of that.
Right.
So, but then I formed the Microdots straight after that.
Yeah, and they've been pretty much going ever since, haven't
well,
they?
Well, yeah, the Microdots, we started off, because I was writing tunes as well, and words came through an army for about 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
And we also have about 2 albums full of music, this original music.
Yeah.
We used to have it before, right, we're going to play the Roadhouse, we're going to play the Boardwalk, places like this.
When about roughly when's this now, Tony?
About 90s? Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be the 90s.
Yeah.
And we used to get a regular booking at Style and Garter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, well, Derm was in, what was that middle of the group called who did Crocodiles?
Northside.
It was somebody else.
Chameleons.
Chameleons.
Yeah.
Well, Derm was a sound engine. Derm was a guitar sound. So, because we got a gig there, the lad who run the pub is a City fan.
Right.
So he says, every time I need a band, I'm going to ring you up, I like you. Mm-hmm. And he likes our sort of music. Right. It was punky pop tunes, 3 minute punky pop tunes.
Yeah.
We used to do 9 songs in half an hour.
Really?
It was like that.
So you do a lot of sort of scooter rallies and scooter functions and you're busy, aren't you? You do railway and writing a lot, don't you?
Next few weeks we're busy with the railway, the halfway house, Jumbo Louise. Can I say John Willis?
Yeah.
John Willis, they seem to like us playing.
Yeah.
Because it's our age group, anywhere between 40 and 60. Mm-hmm. And what we got asked to play the XFM nights.
Yeah. This is still the Microdots.
This is the Microdots.
Yeah.
What happened was, we'd been about 2 or 3 versions of the Microdots, but the Microdots now that we are, they have, we got asked to play XFM nights off the lads called Out of Blue Rain.
Right.
And the first night we get said, what, an indie band? I said, we're not an indie band. So we know Liam, we know all this lot. But we soon realised when they're coming out of the karaoke bar, they want to listen to rock and roll, they want to sing all that lot. So we've got all the girls on stage and dancing away.
Yeah.
Can you come back next week? Yeah. Next week we do indie.
Yeah.
Some roses, we do.
Yeah.
We do everything. And they're like, and Gareth Brooks turned around and went, I've never seen a band like it before. I've been learning all them songs in.
Yeah.
So I said, because we've got to do, you've got to adapt, and that's what you do. That's a tip for any band.
Yeah.
You've got to adapt. If you get in a pub and you're not going down well, throw something else in and hit that genre.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do, you're going to die a death.
I suppose it helps, because obviously your experience, you've been going a long time, so you've got a lot of stuff up your sleeve, haven't you? Which helps, I guess. So you've also got the 261 All Stars going as well, haven't you?
That's with
Mike
Greatbanks and Stuart Reed. We got asked to do a Macmillan cancer thing at the Aggate one day.
Mm.
So I turned up with them. Well, they turned up before me, and they compared them with a depth farming, as a drummer and a bass player. And they turned up. They said, right, I said, what are we going to do? I said, what do you mean what we're going to do? I said, well, we're just looking at the audience. We should start to make it on stuff. He said, they booked a jam covers group.
Yeah.
So the pair of them looked at me and went, well, what's that we're going to do? I said, I don't know. He said, you two are in the jam covers group, you tell me.
The other two are in the jam restart, of course,
In the jam restart, and it sort of got on from there every time. It's just, it's not a laughing and joke, we quite enjoy it. It takes a lot of, we get a lot of fun with it because we get people, we still haven't got a set list. If people wanted to do a jam cover, we throw a jam, whatever jam you want us to do. And it turns around where if I don't know the words, they've got to sing the words.
It
makes a night of it for everybody. And it really is a good night.
What's kind of in the future? I mean, are you going to stick with your Microdots on your
The Microdots are being next year. We're just waiting for confirmation. We're going to do the Alaman TT next year.
That's fantastic.
We don't know how many dates we're doing yet.
Yeah.
But we're waiting for the flights to come out in next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they will we confirm then that we are playing. Because obviously if we can get the flights,
All
the equipment's going over there anyway because someone's going over there. But if we get the flights, we've been confirmed to play a couple of venues over there. So that's what.
You're just going to keep busy playing, aren't you?
I'm down at Scoots and Boots on the 10th of December doing a little acoustic set with me, Rickenbacker. I don't know what songs I'm going to do, but no doubt we'll sit to the jam and won't mind doing a bit of Tom Petty.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll leave it.
No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Now then.
Look at your face, yeah.
Fantastic. Listen, it's been a great little chat, Tony. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you soon.